Once again, Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports at Pebble Creek and Becker State Golf Day 1. And Minnesota Viking boys golf team's coming in now, and Randy Sorensen joins me. He just finished his 18 holes. How'd it go for you today, Randy?
Definitely not the greatest, but, you know, I can always get better tomorrow.
Yeah.
If I shoot low tomorrow, it'll be fine.
Okay. So you picked up a birdie on 7, I think it was, wasn't it? Or
yeah, I drove the green. So
you did? Mm-hmm. Was that a par 3?
Nope.
No.
This is par 4.
You drove the green on a par 4?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, well, that's pretty positive. Good.
Yeah.
That's a positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been asking everybody what your best shot of the day is, and or worst shot. Take your pick.
My worst shot, probably on one of the par 3s, I shanked it straight right with a 9-iron.
Oh.
And then my best shot was probably, I don't know, probably that shot. Other than that, I drove the green on hole 11, I think.
Oh, nice.
So
okay.
On those shorter par 4s, I drove both of those, so those are probably my best shots.
Okay. First, second time in school history that the Minnesota boys team has been at state, right?
Yep.
So what's your feelings on the, you know, what's your experience like here at Pebble Creek, first time?
It's been a lot of fun. We went to Texas Roadhouse. I've never been there before. That was good.
Hey, that's one of my favorite places to eat.
Yeah.
The one in Sioux Falls is awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
Do you have the bread?
Oh yeah, I ate like 10 rolls. So that was good.
All right. Well, better take it easy today then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So good experience for you.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Okay, good. All right, thanks, Randy. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Randy Sorensen from the Minnesota Vikings here at State Golf. Camby Lancers' Lane Satrowski just finished his round. He's teed off early this morning. Adam Richter, the head coach for the Lancers, is with me. And Adam, pretty good weather today.
Yeah, it was pretty nice, cloudy, so we weren't sweating out there too much. I think it's going to get a little bit warm in the afternoon. The gnats did find me, though.
It looks like it on your leg there.
They definitely found me on the first three holes.
Let's talk about Lane's day today.
Lane was coming off the tee pretty good with his three iron. He was doing that great. We kind of wanted to play cautious because he's such a long hitter that he can run into a little bit of trouble here at Pebble Creek. So we came and we did, and he did good there. A little bit of his approach shots, he was kind of moving them a little to the left more than he would have liked, but he made some good putts and his short game, and I always kind of compliment him on that, is his wedge game is very tight and it showed today.
Okay, so. Good. Pretty pleased with how he golfed then.
Yeah, I'm okay. Definitely pleased. He was able to get around Pebble Creek. You know, he was always right around par.
Yep.
You know, just a couple of putts that didn't roll in for those pars. And then, you know, he ended up bogey. So he had control of his game.
Good. All right. Well, you got your daughter coming up on a tee box here. Pretty excited about that?
Yeah, I'm excited for her. She's a 10th grader, so she is going to be battling some of the heat, and we have her umbrella to hopefully keep her in the shade there and try to keep her hydrated. But, she's just going to go out and try to have fun and have some fun golfing.
That's right. She just walked by me and said, have fun today.
Yeah.
That's what you want, right?
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. You made it to the state. You want to have fun and go compete.
Okay. All right, Adam, thanks for your time, and let's talk to Lane here.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. And Lane Satrowski joins me. Just came in, golfed 18 holes this morning. Not too bad weather. I've been talking about that, the weather, everything. I thought it was supposed to be really hot today with Lane. How do you feel out there?
No, it was nice weather.
Yeah.
Nice and foggy in the morning. No wind.
Right.
Afternoon got a little windier, but I could handle it.
Yeah, yep. Good. Let's talk about your day, your day one here at the State Golf.
Yeah, it went okay. A rough start on the front, or the back nine I started on. Struggled with my irons, pulling it left, but the front, or when I played the front, got a little better at came in at it and went straighter. So
yeah, Coach Richter said your wedges were working for you today.
Yes, they were. A lot of ups and downs, up and downs today. So that was great.
Yeah. How's your putting go today?
Putting was pretty good. I wish I could get some back. Like on 2, I had a 3-foot putt for birdie. It just slipped out.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely played a little too much break today, but the speeds were good. I like the speeds.
Good.
So.
What was your best shot today, Lane?
My best shot.
You got to have a best shot, right? Out of 18 holes? Or you want to go worst shot?
No, we don't want to talk about my worst shot. No, my best shot, honestly, I think I on hole two, I hit a, it wasn't on the green, but I had like 230 out, and I hit a 3-iron, big old slinger, just left of the green, and that's nice. When I chipped up and missed that birdie putt. But yeah, that was my best shot of the day, okay. I think.
All right, congratulations on your first day here at State Golf, and best of luck tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you.
Lane Citrowski of the Cambie Lancers. John and the boys are kind of coming in right now to finish, and with me is head coach Barry Bessenden of the Lockbaugh Valley Boys Golf Team. Got Griffin Kranz here, and Griffin just finished up.
Yeah, Griffin finished out a nice day, shot 76, shot even par on the back nine, so had a bit of a rough start, had a couple doubles on the front, double bogey to second hole, and then on hole seven he made double. But played a really great, steady back nine with a couple birdies, and 76 is going to, it's definitely have him in contention for everything tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. What, I think he had three birdies. Did he chip in on one, or what happened there?
He didn't have any chip ins. Birdies on, he had birdie on five on the front. He made about a 5-footer. He had two on the back. On 12, he actually, he's at par 3, he hit the flag stick with his tee shot, and it took a bad bounce about 20 feet away, but then he made the putt.
Oh, nice.
And then on 16, the par 5, he hit his third shot to about a foot and a half and tapped it in for birdie there. Three birdies on the day, which is good, and a couple other opportunities out there as well. But all in all, a really good day for Griffin.
Yeah, I tell you what, the boys teed off early this morning and just finished up here around noon or a little after, and the weather was really good. I thought it was supposed to be really hot.
Yeah, it's getting hot now. The sun came out, steadily, probably the last three holes or so of his round. Pretty overcast before that, so it kept the heat down, but now it's starting to definitely feel like summer.
Okay. All right, Barry, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to Griffin now and get his thoughts on that and day two tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Barry Bessenden, head coach of the Lockbaugh Valley Boys Golf Team, and let's talk to Griffin Kranz. Griffin, congratulations on day one today at Pebble Creek here.
Thank you.
All right. So how'd it go for you? Coach Bessenden just told us a little bit about it, but let's hear it from you.
Yeah, the first few holes were a struggle, but the back nine I rallied, and I think I played the last like 11 or 12 holes even par, so it was good.
Good. Had three birdies out of the 18. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I had three birdies. And
talk
then
about
on,
them.
Well, the first one on four, I stuck one to like 8 feet and made the putt, and then on 13 I actually ended up hitting the pin off the tee.
Yeah.
And I made like a 30-footer, and then on 16 I had a tap in, so it was nice.
Okay. So the weather bothered you a little bit? It's supposed to be hot, but it's not bad.
No, it was good. The last 5-6 holes, it was starting to get very humid, so it was kind of just feeling up in water. It was a big deal.
Yeah. So what was your best shot today?
I'd say the one on 13 when I hit the pin. I mean, that's kind of what started my comeback a little bit, and everything else kind of fell in place.
Then when I hit the flag on the par 3, that could have been a hole in one.
Yeah, it could have been a free pizza.
Yeah, that's right. I promised you a pizza if you got a hole. I forgot about that. That's what you were thinking, I bet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was.
Hey, you got a lot of family here following you today, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Who's all here? Just some.
My entire close family, and then my grandparents and my aunt. It's really nice. The whole community has been supporting me the past few weeks, so it's amazing.
Yeah, and some of the girls' team were following you along, and their families too, so.
Yep.
Good. All right, so you're pretty satisfied with your finish here day one, huh?
Yeah, it was a good rally back. Shooting even par in the back nine was very nice.
All right. Sounds like it might rain a little bit tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm prepared, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I just, your mom just told me you went to buy some rain gloves. I've never heard of rain gloves for golf. What?
It's basically just two gloves, and they're a little bit more grippy, so when it rains, you can still grip the club. It's like normal.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for your time, and best of luck tomorrow, then, Griffin.
Thank you.
Griffin Kranz from Lockbaugh Valley High School, finishing day one here.